This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Now, whether it's listeners or hosts at this place, I want to give you a fair warning because I don't want you to listen to something that's going to upset you. There's no purpose to it. No one should be upset by a conversation about sports. So if conversation about Max Crosby offends you, if you think I'm mean or I'm trolling you, you have 5 seconds to turn the channel. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, you're still here, so the rest is on you. I have an update about Max Crosby. And again, do we think it's happening? No. But until there's a 100% no, I'm going to keep hope alive because, as I said on yesterday's show, this is the best Lions team of my lifetime. And I'm not going to serve you a poo-poo platter. You have every right to dream. You have every right to say, I want my team to be bold. I want my team to go all in. Hell, after your win in Minnesota, you may consider yourself the best team in football. But you lost 40% of your team pressures when you lost Aiden Hutchinson. It's really 39.2%, but 40 sounds way better. The point is, update on Crosby. You tell me what you want to do with this, shall we? This comes by way of Sports Illustrated. So I will give you grain of salt. Grain of salt alert. Grain of salt alert. Christian Buer and John Macaron of Sports Illustrated. According to a source with knowledge of the situation, there is natural interest from Crosby's side in joining the Lions via a trade, close quote, the SI writers wrote. The report adds the Raiders would be looking for not just the proverbial kitchen sink, but rather the whole house. Now again, grain of salt. But it's an interesting tidbit here, Rico, because also this weekend, and this was shared with me, did you see what Max Crosby shared out there? Now, again, if Crosby wanted to tamper down any of this discussion and have TJ Lang stop texting him, he would come out and go, guys, I am not accepting a trade anywhere. I'm staying here. He didn't. He said, I'm not here to rebuild. He said, wherever I end up. Now, Crosby himself took. And could this just be trolling? Could this just be athletes having fun? Of course. Mm-hmm. But Rico, tell me what you make of this. Instead of doing that, he shared an Instagram post that encouraged him to come home to Michigan and win a title. And it was a picture of EMU Stadium. And it was homecoming at the factory, Max Crosby Field, time to come home and win a ring at Max Crosby. He shared it. Mm-hmm. So here's my question, right? And again, if this triggers you, don't listen. Otherwise, thanks for listening. So here's my point. What is your confidence? What is your hope meter at? Maybe that's the way to do it. Like the movie Elf, when we had the clausometer powering the Santa sleigh. You know, we need more Christmas spirit. What is your actual belief structure in this? Is it a 1% shot? Is it 10%? Is it a flat zero and this is the most offensive radio you've ever heard and you just want to attack? Do you want to do that too?
Oh, we're doing, the point I'm making is,
right. Well, the whole point I'm making is it isn't a hard no yet. Do I think the Lions are trading for Max Crosby? No. They would have to break character to do it. Is it what I want to do? Absolutely. Go all in. Do what my Yankees did with Juan Soto. Go all in. Well, Soto doesn't have a contract. I can't believe the Yankees gave up that many players. Yeah, great, we're in the World Series, and he put us there. I think you have potential to be the best team in football. I think you were with Aiden. So, yes, I want it to happen. I'm going to say 10%, which is not high. And it's not all that different from the summer of Scooble, where I said, no, I'm not in the business of trading him, but I won't laugh at you if you want to do it. Here's what it would take. I remember doing those shows. And I'm like, here's what it would take for me to entertain the offer. And the Orioles were never going to do it. But we're along for the ride with it. That's what sports are. Lions are on a Super Bowl drive, guys. It's 75 in late October. It's sunny. Your football team's a Super Bowl caliber team. Yes, the Raiders are headed for Rico. Tailspin, right? Mm-hmm. They're firing a coach. They're going to draft a rookie. They have nothing. They have a bottom seven defense with Max Crosby. They're not a player away. No. They're not three players away. They're 15 guys away.
Yeah, and you could also add in there new management with Tom Brady. Yeah, this is going to look a lot different come next year. Mike, I was at a zero. I thought it was funny. I thought it was cute. I thought it was fun to have TJ in here. But the fact, I'm going to raise it to a 5%. 5% okay. Based off the fact that I think Crosby knows what he's doing. I think he was trolling a little bit. And you know what? Let's just stir the pot. He won't just come out and close the book. He said, hey, if there was one team, it's Detroit. So I think that he's giving hope a chance. Hey, Detroit, I'll listen, but you got to come correct. You get one shot at me. If you do this right, maybe. I think it's a 5% chance that it actually happens. It's okay. A fun story. It's a cute story. But I think in the end, he's just going to shrug it off like, you know, I was just messing around on my phone and thought it was funny. So, yeah, that's why I put
that. And again, you got to take grain of salt reporting. I'm not being insulting to the reporters, but it's not as if it's Adam Schefter saying Max Crosby has natural interest in the Detroit Lions. So here's the other way to approach it. Morning show had Dan Campbell on. And it sounds like the Lions are looking for complementary players, right? Now, they are just not in the business of bold. It's just right. Not what they do. And we can have those conversations about whether you agree or disagree, but whatever. My question is, if the two scenarios are going all in, and if all in means it nets you, let's say you got to pay through the nose. I mean, you have to deal the whole house to get Crosby. Or what if I can get you Za'Darius Smith? What if I can get you a cheaper option? Which of those two are you interested in as a Lions fan? You got to look, the dust is settled now. Euphoria is done. You beat Minnesota, but you know in your heart your pass rush sucks. You know in your heart blitzing 60% of the time is not sustainable. Now you actually got to look at it. You know you're going to be able to roll out of the rack and beat the Titans. So which of the two scenarios do you want? Do you want Brad Holmes big game hunting, or do you want conservative? That we're just going to have a complimentary player. I don't. I think swinging for the fences is what makes sports fun. I think if you're sitting there and drinking the bathwater of a team, I don't get where you're at. Like, you are at the altar. Let's go for this. Why else are we playing the game? Waited 70 years. You guys deserve a parade, man. You guys deserve to be happy. And I think part of that is when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles getting back to the Super Bowl. Yeah, there was a bold trade in there, A.J. Brown. And then you look at the 49ers, and getting back to the Super Bowl. There's a bold trade in there, Christian McCaffrey. Hell, they tried it with a quarterback, giving up three first-round picks. Didn't work.
Trent Williams.
Trent Williams. When you look at the Rams, nobody wants to talk about it. They pried Von Miller away. He didn't want to leave Denver. There's been a bold trade in all of these teams that have repped the Super Bowl. And if you want to go, oh, the Chiefs don't have to do it. The Chiefs have Michael Jordan. All right, Michael Jordan got Luke Longley's corpse a ring. Like, come on. That's the outlier, guys. Mm-hmm. Being bold matters. And I'm just, listen, if the rest of the shows want to poo-poo it, that's cool. I don't think I'm doing anything mean-spirited, and I'm not trying to build your hopes up. I just said 10%. But I'm not going to sit there and not strive for more. And I can't help where I'm from. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it. But I just know if you had this kind of team in a place like New York or a place like Boston or a place like Chicago or a place like Philly, I know how business gets conducted. And I think it's okay to plant a flag and go, you know what? Why do we need good when maybe we could strive for great? So if that triggers you, seek help.
No, it's kind of funny.
248-539-9797. Go ahead, Rico.
No, it's kind of funny because, yeah, you even look at the Patriots during their run and it didn't work out, but they said, how about we just go get the best wide receiver in the game? Let's go get Randy Moss. They damn near went perfect that year. They lost in the Super Bowl to your Giants, but that was pretty bold at the time. I mean, even when they went out and got the malcontent and Corey Dillon, it was like, oh, okay, well, you know what? He's a cancer. Well, not there. They made moves. So I understand what you're saying. I get what you're saying. You're starting to sway me, Mike.
No. I listen, here's the other thing, Rico, and I want to be unequivocal when I say it. I don't need anyone to agree with me. And I'm fine if you go, look, I don't believe it's happening, or I don't want this particular player. You do whatever you like. What I don't understand is why people want to get upset by it. Or, well, there's no chance. I just disagree. Every player has a price. Very few players in the history of sports have been untradeable. Very few. And pardon me, Max Crosby's not one of them. Now, if you show me a Schefter report that says the Lions called, and Mark Davis farted into the receiver, we're good. I never talk about it again. But I would like to know if the phone call was made. That's all. I don't think that that's terrible.
Look, you made an interesting point. I'll tell you what that is, Mike. Next.
Wow. He did it. Turnabout is fair play. That's how I started the show, and you just did it in the 3 o'clock. Good for you.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trigger warning. If you are unhinged at the sound of Max Crosby, just understand you can blame Sports Illustrated, not me. Reporters out of Vegas saying, with knowledge of the situation, take it for a grain of salt. Max Crosby has natural interest in a trade to the Lions. Do you buy that? You don't have to. I'm not telling you Adam Schefter's got the report. It's two guys from Sports Illustrated I never heard of. So if you want to disregard it. All we've asked the question is, what percentage chance do you give it of actually happening? Rico's at a 5, I'm at 10. So it's not like we're foretelling it. Now, no. I can tell you what I want. Of course I want to do it because I think you're in the perfect spot to try. But Rico, you had a radio tease. Time to deliver.
Well, Mike, the thing that you said that made it interesting, if you're going to make this trade, if you are Holmes and if you're Campbell and you're going to do this, You almost have to go all in, because what you don't want to do is, like you were joking with me, like, hey, Cooper Kupp's available. He can go. He's injured. What you don't want to inherit and trade for an injured player. You did that already with Davenport. How'd that work out for you? You go and get somebody who can help you out. You don't want to trade for somebody else's problems, injury related. Why? So, yeah, you look at Za'Darius. You know, he's got back issues. So you don't know how long that's going to work out. That's why, yeah, if you're going to do this, Crosby, Garrett, like, just be bold and really push the envelope and help your team out right now. Because I'm thinking about all the players that you talked about, whether it was A.J. Brown, whether it was McCaffrey, whether it was Trent. Like, They were ready to jump in from day one as soon as they got off the plane and play for you. Matt Stafford, ready to play for you right then and there for the Rams. So, yes, if you're going to do it, be bold. Don't go bargain hunting. Don't try to get a discount.
Sorry, had to. David, where are you at with this?
All right, so Rico, you're at 5%.
Yeah.
Mike, you're at 10%.
Yeah, I think 10% shot.
I was at 10% before the Davante Adams trade. I have moved to 15% along with what Crosby did on social media, reposting that and liking that. That kind of moves me up 5% more, the trade and his reaction to social media. So 15% is where I'm at.
Yeah, and again, are you okay with the Lions not trying to be bold, right? And again, if they made the call and made an offer, you'd see a report, period. So until or unless I see that, it didn't happen. Are you okay with them simply going complimentary mode? David, ticket texters, and then we go calls.
Mike and Rico, it's 0%. They have nothing in terms of draft picks that Vegas needs unless you're giving up the late first-round picks in the next 3 years, along with Branch and Golf. Wow.
Okay, that makes no sense. Second of all, I don't know where this comes from of you have nothing they want. The Raiders have no future. This regime's getting broomed out. You're drafting a new quarterback. You don't have any draft capital. Now, if you want to tell me that your first-round picks are worth less than a team in the top five, well, certainly. Well, newsflash, a team in the top five isn't trading for Max Crosby. Second of all, no one, not me, not Rico, not Kenny, no one has ever sat here and built it out like, oh, this will get it done. I can't quote that. I've said to you, here's what I would consider. I would pick up the phone and call them and go, here's my next three first-round picks. One for every year I'm in my Super Bowl window. And if the Raiders don't like that, that's okay. Move on. But make the offer. If they came back and said, look, we want 1, 2, 1, 3. Okay. So a first and a second, a first and a third, next 2 years. Okay. But this, I don't know where this is coming from, where it's like, oh, well, you have nothing. Really? Cooper Kupp might go for a second round pick. Davante Adams went for a fourth. You know, it doesn't jive with reality to say that a team giving up multiple first-round picks is, quote, nothing. And if they're so nothing, why do you care so dearly about holding on to them? I just don't get that line of thinking, but it's a texter, so I can't talk to them. So I guess I'll just give up. Go ahead, David.
All the hosts keep saying super low, like 10%. I would have said 30, but after Davante Adams was dealt, it's like 45% for me. Whoa.
Well, I'm saying 10% because I don't have any evidence they've even reached out. I don't really care about the Raiders because they're a train wreck. And I've also seen the Raiders deal a pass rusher at the height of his powers just a few years ago in Khalil Mack. I think the Raiders are a wild card. I think the Raiders are run by idiots.
Fair.
So I'm not going to build false hope. I can tell you what I want to do. But, you know, I don't know. Go ahead.
Coach in the car says, Mike, Rico, the hope meter and belief meter are two different. Hope, 100%. Belief, around 3%.
Yeah, it's low until first of all, we need the Raiders to go out and get destroyed on Sunday by the Chiefs. And then in that post game, I wonder if Max gets asked about it. I mean, their season's over. But if they go out and get drilled by the Chiefs, well, then it's really cooked. And then you will get into the trade deadline window. You will officially be, a week from the deadline on Tuesday? Next Tuesday. So, yeah, my hope, my hope's 100. But my belief, I give it a 1 in 10 shot.
Yeah.
I got to see a report that they reached out.
I personally put Crosby at 30% and Garrett at 75%. That is A2 in Tecumseh.
No, the Garrett thing requires some salary cap manipulation.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But hold on. Would I try?
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I would. Cleveland is going nowhere fast. The fans hate the team. The team hates the fans. It's a real great situation. Your quarterback, who you owe $250 million to, just died and may never play in the league again. You're stuck. You're stuck now. You're stuck next year. You're stuck the year after. They are in a forced rebuild. The only thing they could do is draft a rookie quarterback. The problem, they don't have the cap space to truly insulate the young man. So how would you do that? Draft picks. A bunch of them. Now, if you want to go bargain basement, go get a three-time Pro Bowler in Za'Darius Smith, I'm not mad at that. I would fully support it. But all I ask is, I don't know why in this town it's wrong to ask for more. You run into a lot of this with the Iserbots. You run into a lot of this, and not now, but even in the last regime with Troy Weaver, you run into it with the Weaver bots. And it's the same thing with the Tigers. I mean, there was an entire summer, while this team was a 90-loss team, pre-miracle, there were wars on this station fought because fans or hosts, oh God, help us all, hosts dared to want to sign a bat. It's just a very weird thing in this town. Well, the Lions aren't those teams. The Lions are better than all of those teams. So when do we put our swords down and just go, let's go all in, draw the line in the dirt, and let's go get a parade?
Mike, because that's not what gritty teams do. And this city is all about your own and rising up from the dirt and being cast offs. And that's what it is. That, those big market teams go out there and just spin, spin, spin.
Rico, not in Detroit. I hate to break it to you. You are a big market.
No, we're not.
You're one of the five. Yes, you are. You're one of the five best sports cities in America. It's Detroit, New York, Boston, Chicago, Philly, period, full stop. Act like it. Not you. I'm saying the town.
No, but that's why. That's why.
Okay.
That's why a lot of people, because you just want, you know, your own guy. We'll talk more about this.
Then people obsess over T-shirt slogans. I'll enjoy parades. All right, we'll go to the people. SI report. I'm terming it grain of salt just because I don't know who these reporters are. But they're saying, with alleged knowledge of the situation, Crosby has natural interest in a trade to the Lions. Do you buy it? I don't know. 10% for me. But I'm not giving up hope. You can consider me Leonardo DiCaprio freezing to death in the Atlantic. I'm holding on to that board. And my rose is Max Crosby. I'm just not going to let go until they make a deal or until I see a report that they were rebuffed. So let's go to the people. Go to Chris, 97.1. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I'm totally in. I'm in my 50s. We haven't seen a winner in the Lions since I've been alive. And when I say winner, I mean really a shot at winning the Super Bowl. I don't know how you can call yourself and not go all in. Just like those Michigan fans last year, they went all in, they got their natty, and who cares now? Let's go get our Super Bowl and deal with it after it.
Yeah, and look, here's the thing. You know, Max Crosby could end all of it if he'd stop saying things that are leading to speculation, whether it is wherever I end up, I'm not here to rebuild, into hyping up a social media post talking about him coming home. And now there's a report today where it's, okay, if that report is a blatant lie, you go out and call it out. You challenge the report. Every site is picking it up. And you know, all Crosby's got to do is just roll out and go, this is a absolute lie. Mm-hmm. I have no interest in going to the Detroit Lions. This needs to stop. Me and my family are here. Period. End of story. See, he's not doing that.
Yeah.
So, Chris, I'm... And 1 second, Chris, and I'll give you all the time you need. I don't think it's wrong to dream when you're in your Super Bowl window. If this was a bad football team, I would knock the Crosby stuff. But I'm not going to do that to you guys because... Why can't we ask for more? So yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
No, the only thing that scares me is what you guys said the other day. When things line up exactly that should be and could be,
they usually don't happen.
So, like, exactly. That bums me out. But, man, I am all in. I couldn't be more excited for Sundays now. And, you know, are we in the power rankings, all that. We haven't had that in 50 years.
Ever. Just say ever. I'm with you, Chris, 100%. And listen, Enrico, I know this hits close to home for you, but like, I love how indignant some people get about this stuff. You know what? Joe Montana got traded. Look it up.
No, you're right.
Okay? A living legend got traded. Like, this stuff happens. I'm not saying it happens often. I'm not saying you'll like the price. I just laugh at the impossibility angle of it. The Raiders and Browns are about to endure brutal rebuilds.
Mm-hmm.
Completely brutal.
Mike, if you make the trade, you just have to do your homework. And I think that Holmes and Campbell will do that. You got to make sure that the juice is worth the squeeze. You have to make sure you're just not doing this on a whim and that you're going to give up a lot, but what you have coming in return is going to help you get to the Super Bowl. Because once you get to the Super Bowl, anything can happen.
The biggest thing you need are Crosby's reps. Crosby's reps have to push the ball from the other end and go, hey, we're not down for this. And again, I have no proof of any of that. Now, I've asked TJ to push that, you know, agenda. I'm going to ping TJ a little later today. I want to make sure he's doing his once-a-day Max Crosby text like he promised he'd do.
But see, maybe Crosby is just kind of being like TJ. Maybe it's an EMU thing when TJ on the weekend has a few too many and he starts sending the random text messages.
Weekend? Bro, if it's a day that ends in Y, he has a few too many. Let's go to James, 97.1. James. Oh, James. Really? No, hold on. I want to pump that beat for a minute. See, this is Max Crosby music right here, Rico. Woo! All right, put him on hold.
We'll go to Scott.
Okay, you got it. Scotty, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Hey, man.
Good, Scott. What's up?
I'm spot on with you, Mike. The time is now. The window's 3 years. I mean, I'm sure they got 3, 4, 5 guys they're interested in. Go to the prettiest girl first. That's Crosby. Offer 2 ones and a 3 or a 4. And if you got to throw in a garbage player, do it. Let's make it happen.
Okay, so here's my question. What is your actual faith you will ever read a report that the Lions even called, much less pulling off this miracle?
It's not high, but they're not dumb. They've built this thing from the ground up, and they know. I mean, yes, you want Crosby, you want Garrett, you want, you know, whoever else, but you've got to take the shot. If you don't ask, the answer is no, right? So you got to go.
That's my whole point. Mm-hmm. That's my whole point. Ask. Show me the report they asked and got laughed at. I'll move on. But why am I going to sell my listeners
about us,
less?
Mike,
what's up, buddy?
ESPN, ABC, CBS, all these outlets that cover football, they're all talking about the Lions, how good we are. So let's
exactly.
Do it.
Hey, here's the other thing. You know, this is not something that is just a singular agenda, Scotty. I mean, Shannon Sharpe's on national TV demanding the Lions go out and get Max Crosby. I mean, is he an idiot?
I mean,
Outside of leaving his phone on when he's doing the nasty. I mean, Shannon Sharpe is one of the most highly respected, highly paid guys in sports entertainment media. He's saying it. Chris Canty has said it, former NFL player who's on TV. Chris Long, who played the sport, has been barking this Myles Garrett thing for weeks. Like, it is a natural response for teams that are in a Super Bowl window to be attached to trades that don't seem obvious, to be attached to boldness. And I don't think it's a crime to dream. Otherwise, why do we watch sports? What's the point?
I'm with you, because this is the opportunity, as we stated before, man, you don't get to be at the top of the hill that often. You're there. You're the best team in football right now. It's looking like you and the Ravens in a Super Bowl. If this were to end right here, right now, go out, make the move. I don't care about next year or the year after or picks of people who are in college right
doesn't
now.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And the fact that Crosby signed for 3 years, it matters even less. Mm-hmm. The idea of Aiden and Max Crosby, I'd do the 3 first plus. I would do what it takes. Mm-hmm. And if they don't want to do it, that's cool. I'll move on to somebody else.
Because here's the thing. 3 first-round picks. But even if, and let's just say that's a high pick. But one of those first-round picks is the equivalent of Max Crosby. You're drafting him.
That's right.
And you don't have to wait 3 years for him to get up to NFL speed. He's
right
there
and
already.
The reason I'm giving 3 ones is because my picks are lower. Like, I baked it into the cost when we did the show last week. I have no idea if it would get it done, but you'll never know if you don't make the ask. That's all I want to see, because I think the people here deserve it. And I think this team is in a position to do something like that where it's not irresponsible. All right, let's check in on some football, shall we? David, music.
Well, yeah, let's start with some rumors here, and just one specific here, and that is Cooper Kupp. It looks like he is available. Diana Rossini reports the Rams have called multiple teams about trading former Super Bowl MVP Cooper Kupp. The Rams have also indicated a willingness to take on some of the 24 salary and are seeking a second round pick.
Then you never trade Cooper Kupp. It's stupid.
There are other reports out there regarding Matthew Stafford as well, saying that he also may be available here. I don't really see that happening, but Cooper Kupp, second round pick here.
Listen. The Rams know it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair to everybody?
No, it's fair.
You agree?
Yeah.
It's over. Aaron Donald retired. Cooper got hurt. Season got derailed. Go get your picks, man. Cooper Kupp's a two. No, Rico, you're good. This is what I mean. If I told you these guys were going to be on the trade block 6 weeks ago, you never believe me.
Right, because what happened was I think they were going to give it one last try this season, and against the Lions, everybody got injured. We're never going to climb out of this. Let's cash in now. Let's start selling off pieces to see who needs what. So, yeah, if you're a team that needs a quarterback, maybe Stafford ends up going down to Miami if something happens to Tua. You never know. But, yeah, let's try to recuperate. Let's try to rebuild again. We already got that Super Bowl trophy. So, you know what? We'll try this again. But, yeah, Cooper Kupp, injured. I can see him going to a team. I mean, heck, after last night, I think that Tampa is probably going to be the lead team saying, hey, Cooper, come on down here.
I was going to ask you that. There were a couple teams on my list here I was thinking about through this would be, yes, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because Godwin's gone for the year. Mike Evans probably gone for a few weeks. And then what about the Los Angeles Chargers?
I don't know why you need a $24 million receiver. They don't throw the ball.
Yeah. Then you want to talk about luxury? This is a luxury.
Okay.
I mean, that David, that's you living like 200 miles away from the grocery store and you bought a Ferrari and because you live in the mountains. You're never going to drive it. It looks nice when your friends come by, but what do you do with it? Nothing.
Okay, so I want to get your thoughts on this because I think I know what the answer is to this. But Jerry Jones spoke again. They're coming back from a bye week this week. And he was asked on his radio show about why he didn't go get Derrick Henry. Quote, he says, Henry wouldn't have fit our offense. We run a different style offense than they do in Baltimore.
What, scoring?
I'm sorry, what?
Scoring?
No, hold on. He's not wrong here. I can't believe this. I'm gonna defend him. He's right. Look, the idea of, okay, they signed Derrick Henry. Is their O-line anywhere close to the Ravens? No. Are there weapons? No. Is their quarterback? No. And is the system? It's nothing like it. Having to pay attention to Lamar, having to fear him, having to wait, you know, it's almost like playing a read and react defense from the early 90s. No, he's not wrong. I'm not telling you they shouldn't have signed him and they wouldn't be better off with him. But no, he wouldn't be ripping 80-yard runs, guys. He just wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I just look at Derrick Henry. He's one of those backs that whether you can open the hole up for him or not, he's just going to be a problem. And if you're Dallas, maybe it would have forced Dallas to actually make some more improvements and actually invest more in the team instead of just in your quarterback and your wide receiver.
So let's talk about Baltimore for a quick second because I have a statement here and I want to know if you think it is true. The Ravens are clearly the best team in the NFL and no one can beat them.
Okay, the
second
no
part
team
probably
exists.
Too far.
Yeah, you need to lose the second part. I'll say they're the best team in football in the regular season. Mm-hmm. But until I see it from Lamar in the playoffs, don't give me that nobody can beat him stuff.
And I'm not looking more towards Lamar. I think that maybe Derrick Henry could be the difference maker when they get to the playoffs that you don't have
help
to.
Help Lamar read a defense?
Nah, but you don't have to rely on
that children's book out.
You don't have to rely on Lamar. During the playoffs, you could just turn around, hand the ball off to Derrick Henry. And if you get a lead, they're just going to milk the clock for the rest for the second half if they have to. I get what you're saying, Mike, and I'm ignoring you.
I wish they could start tomorrow so he can prove Mike wrong.
I think, here's the thing, David. What Mike is saying is true because that's the big knock on Lamar. He's great in the regular season. He may be one of the leading candidates for the MVP, but something happens. And just when I thought maybe last year was going to be different, you have the game at home, you got the Chiefs, it's not the real Chiefs. And yeah, I forget, was it Flowers who dropped the fumbled the ball at the goal line?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You still didn't get it done. And that's not your fault because the pass was there. Flowers was showboating and it fumbled and it ended up costing the Ravens.
So I have one more statement here. And Rico, I have leaned towards your side with your team here on this statement. After I found out what Deebo Samuel is dealing with and that there's no timetable of him even leaving the hospital right now. So the 49ers are dead.
Like it flew it in his lungs.
Yeah.
Like, what? Were you on a boat somewhere? He's got pneumonia. Your wide receiver room is just decimated. David, unless Greenlaw and McCaffrey come back after the bye, I think they're looking at a top 10 pick. I don't think that they're going to do anything this year. And this should be a note to Lions fans. When that window is open, take advantage of every opportunity because nothing is promised to you.
Just hate to see it.
I hate you. You know what? Thanks.
I mean, can you hear my heart actively bleeding for you?
You know what?
Let me get that tiny violin out. Where do I keep that thing? I got Josh Uzedo starting at left tackle, man. To hell with your problems.
This next statement is for you, Mike, because going into the year, you were really high on this team, which was the Green Bay Packers. But the statement here is they have a love problem. Jordan Love is tied for the league in interceptptions with 8, tied with Mahomes and Gardner Minshew. He has not looked good this year so far.
No, he had 7 all year last year. He's got 8 already. He was you could argue he was the singular reason they didn't win in a laugher against Houston this past weekend. If he doesn't tighten it up with the turnovers, they're no better than a wild card team. No issue. No problem backing down off that stance.
Yeah. It's the picks because David, I mean, every time I do the weekly quarterback thing, he's great numbers. Oh, 3 picks. Got to downgrade you. That's going to lose you games.
There's only been a couple games this year where he had 1, but other than that, he's had multiple interceptions in a lot of games this year. So
And here's the thing. I don't know if they're that good that you can hand the other team 3 extra possessions and still become a Super Bowl team.
That's it, and then we'll close it out with this one here, this final statement. Kansas City Chiefs, yes, they're 6-0, but they're the most overrated team in the NFL.
Yeah. You'll get no argument from me. They've gotten a lot of assistance from the refs. Reese,
I don't want to trigger Jim Costa, Rico, but
you
I
know
agree
what?
With this
I,
take. Whatever. I agree with this take. No, I agree with you, and I agree with this take. Mm-hmm. He yells at me every time I say I don't think the Chiefs are very good. I hope he's not listening. I don't want Jim to get angry. Oh, shut up, you. No, I'm with you. They're not playing good football. I think they are the beneficiaries of some really weird circumstances in at least 3 of their games. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at.
And when the wheels fall off for them, they're going to crash hard.
Mm-hmm. And my heart will bleed. I'll make sure I dig the grave right next to your team. That way you two can be together.
It makes sense. It just works together. Put them right next to each other at the grave. That works.
Shanahan will still find a way to screw that up.
Oh, okay then.
Oh, my God.
And that is
in Wrong Cemetery.
In football today. Wow.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.